episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
We just recorded 5 minutes of this. To notice, only my mic was recording, so
she was basically like,
the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, she was basically like, fuck you, Sam. No one wants to hear you speak today.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna mute this bitch. What she has to say is irrelevant. It's only gonna be me.
And basically, I was just talking so much to you for that 5 minutes, and I'm not gonna re-say it.
Yeah, guys, like, we said the craziest things you'd ever hear.
No.
We were like, oh, should we say it? And we did, and like, no, I'm kidding, we said nothing. All we basically said was that this is our last podcast in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to be recording on the couch, and it's going to be really good vibes. And we're very excited for that, because we're out of this house, baby.
Yep. Moving forward.
Yeah, that's like the number one question. Every time I post it, I move. It's like, where are you going to podcast? Somewhere else.
Like, obviously we're going to figure
couch.
It out. No, we moved. We're just going to stop podcasting.
That's it.
Like, we're done.
This is the last episode.
Anyways, one thing about you.
My one thing about me is that I'm a motherfucking city girl. I live smack downtown in the city. I'm gonna go broke because I can walk to all of my favorite places that I like to spend money, which is a problem. But, you know, I'm young and I live in the city and it's so fun.
There you go.
I love it.
Taylor's gonna go bankrupt.
Yep.
Sorry guys, we're going quick on these just because we literally already talked
about it.
My one thing about me is that I just got a cowgirl hat, cowboy hat, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and it's leather. It's like, not like a real one because it was only $100, and I know, like, I was at freaking Allen Boots, like, picking them out, and they were like $500, $600. I was like, just give me the cheapest one, you know? So I got a black leather one. It's super cute, small rim, and I didn't realize when you're in Allen Boots, if you pick up one, they can make the rim shorter for you. So when I was trying them all on, I'm like, oh my god, these are all so big on my head, like, I don't want this one. But look at the one I bought, I didn't need to trim down, because I didn't want to, like, tell them to trim it down and then me not buy it, you know?
They, like, made it for you, like, Steve, like, shaped it for you?
No, they didn't, not the one that I bought, but some of the other ones I was looking at, which were around, like, $150, $200, they were like, oh, we can steam it, shape it, and then cut down the rim so that it's not as wide and out. I was like, oh, that seems great, but what if I fucking hate it when I try it on and then I don't have to buy it?
If you don't know, Sam has like the tiniest head literally of all time.
Yeah. So I was trying on like extra small and small hats. Every single hat did not fit me, but then I luckily found a whole section of leather ones. There was like 3 different colors and the black one. I saw another girl wearing it actually. I was like,
the kid size? I'm kidding.
No, honestly, probably. No, but I saw someone wearing it. I was like, I need that hat. Where is it? And so I tried on the brown and the black, and I was like, we're going with the black. And then one day I'll get some more.
I need to desperately get a hat. TBD on, like, what kind. But I think I'm going to a country concert next month, and then I'm definitely going to one in May. And I just, like, if I keep going to these concerts, I need a hat. I need a hat for the concert in April. I'm gonna go. I'm not maybe gonna go. I'm gonna go. TBD on who I go with. But
yeah.
I'm gonna go regardless. Like, I was going to say irregardless. That's so Miami of me. Regardless, I'm going to go because Tim McGraw comes in April. And if I don't go, the tickets are $30.
Mm. The one thing I love about Austin, though, is, like, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. I, like, yes, I have a style, but I don't at the same time where I can pull off wearing, like, a cowboy hat with boots and, like, an oversized denim, like, blazer thing, and then the next day wearing, like, a white fox outfit that's, like, super scandalous. Like, you can wear whatever the fuck you want in the city.
Yeah, you can be at the same bar and, like, looking like you're going to the rodeo or looking like you're going to the club.
Yeah, and it's also, the way you get away with it is just the confidence of knowing, like, you might not fit in with the majority of the people where you're at, but if you feel confident wearing it, like, you're good.
Like, sometimes we're out and I'm wearing, like, a dress and heeled boots, and some girls wearing, like, flip-flops and jean shorts.
Yeah, like, the other night, a few of us girls wanted to go to get happy hour drinks after the pool, and we all wore maxi dresses. And we were just walking around downtown wearing maxi dresses. And we're like, we just don't fit in here, but if we just own it and keep walking around, then we'll feel like we fit in. Because I was like, I will never wear a maxi dress to a bar here just because you're walking on, like, dirt. It's just
gross.
Oh,
the bottom of your dress is going to be
disgusting. It's going to be destroyed. So I was like, yeah, no, this is like a sunset cocktail happy hour type outfit. But if I were to end up at the bars, I wouldn't be like, oh, I don't fit in, but I just don't want to get my dress ruined.
Yeah, and just, like, let that always be the lesson. It's all about confidence.
It really is.
Everything in this life is confidence.
And that's why if you ever DM us saying, oh, I'm coming to Austin, like, what kind of clothes do I pack? Literally whatever you want. If you want to dress, like, all country and whatever, do it. If you want to dress how you would if you were going to Miami, do it. Like, it's literally up to you.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is your favorite of the week?
Oh my god, I literally just had it. Wait.
I can go.
Yeah, go. Wait, I literally just had it. Oh, I do have it. It's a restaurant.
Okay.
Here in Austin. It's called Local Foods.
Yeah.
Bro. Crunchy chicken sandwich from Local Foods. Like, they should give me free food. Like, to be honest, I already converted an order from my TikTok. Like, it's so good. That sandwich, like, I could eat it every single day. I don't know why. It's like fire. It says chips in it.
Is it like a signature one on the menu, or do you make it up?
No, it's like a signature one on the menu. Side of pickles. Duh. Like, you can't go wrong. Is it like $20? Yeah, but it's so good. Like, I love that restaurant. I'm gonna be their number one customer.
Yeah. Been eating fucking good lately. Lots of new restaurants. But my favorite of the week is a Russian manicure. If you are in Austin, Texas, you want to go to the Russian Girl. She's up in Round Rock, but it's worth the drive. My cuticles, you guys, I never realized how much dead skin she would take off my cuticles. She took, like, these baby scissors and was just, like, curling around the edges of all my cuticles and took it all off. Now, did I get regular polish? Yes, I fucked up in that manner. Should have got gel. Don't know what I was thinking. I was just having a brain fart. I feel like I blacked out for maybe 5 minutes. And, you know, it's okay. So, I'll just do the gel myself. I have a gel machine. I am just refusing for 2024 to get acrylics. The only exception will be my birthday. But other than that, I just want to really, really focus on getting my nails to be so fucking long and strong to the point where people will look at my nails and be like, are those acrylics? I'm like, no, they're my real nails.
I was on that wave of only gel until... We're actually going to talk about it. We're going to talk about our best and worst purchases. If we get there, we'll see.
Yeah, right?
And I only got acrylics because I did press-ons and I took off the press-ons. And when I did that, I, like, broke my nails to the point that, like, they were just kind of fucked up. So I was like, oh, I need to cover these up. And I hate them with a burning passion. I can't wait to go back to just getting gel. Like, I hate them. But anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, hot gossip hot for this gossip. Week. I think the biggest headline, for me at least, is the Kate Middleton.
Okay, I wrote that down, but I wasn't sure if you were going to know what that is.
No, I know what it is.
Okay, because I was like, I don't think Sam will have any idea what, like, what this is.
You gotta
is.
Have some faith in me with some of these hot gossip topics.
I just feel like that's not your realm of
no,
things.
No, I literally, I could care less about that. That is just more or less, it could be anyone. Doesn't matter who the fucking person is. The fact that they're missing, photoshopping photos,
yeah.
Have not been seen in the public, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, so where do you think she is?
You know, I don't want to believe that she's, you know, gone.
No, she's not gone.
But,
she's
like...
not, like, dead. Do you think she's getting a BBL?
No, she's not getting a BBL.
That's what some people said. They said she was having maybe. Abdominal surgery and that she's going to come back on Easter.
What if she's pregnant?
Some people also think that they're getting a divorce.
Has there ever been drama or things out there that they've been fighting and not in a happy marriage?
I think people are saying that he cheated on her.
But, like,
this is all speculation.
Everyone goes to,
this
though.
Is just, like, all speculation. Some people are saying, because they said abdominal surgery, so people are saying she got a fucking BBL, which, like, is just kind of funny to say. Bro, Hannah Berner made the funniest TikTok. I was actually cackling. She said that Kate Middleton is definitely just hanging out with the Montana boys. And I was like, that's funny. Like, that's the funniest theory I've ever heard. Imagine the next fucking one when they're all walking.
Yeah.
The last person at the end is Kate Middleton.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
And then the AI photo of the family was just next level weird.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously it wasn't her, because, like,
but then
people run
she's
her
posting... Well, no, I thought it was on Twitter.
Whatever, but, like, she doesn't post... She's not posting on her social. She has people for that.
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking weird. But
so
didn't she
weird.
Say she's coming back for Easter?
Yes.
But, like, why Easter?
For, like, the recovery of her surgery. I don't know.
But, like, just...
But
just
also
remain anonymous. Anonymous.
King Charles is, like, dead, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too.
Well, actually, I don't know if it's confirmed that he died. Let me Google. But he's, like... Oh, 22 hours ago. The Buckingham Palace denies that King Charles III has died. So, it was just a rumor. But he's not doing well health-wise, and, like, they were flying to see him, yada yada. But there's so much royal drama, I'm not that caught up, but it's, like, because, like, Harry and, like, William, I don't think they talk. Like, I think everyone kind of hates each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's like you can't take time off if you're royal, so that's why it's a big thing that she's just like gone. Because it's like,
I think the big thing is the photoshopping thing.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. But the reason it's like, oh my god, where the fuck does she go? Is because you can't just like disappear when you're like.
She's only been gone for like what, 2 months?
Yeah, which is like they don't do that.
Yeah.
From what I understand, like you can't just be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, she must have had like some type of surgery or something.
Yeah. Some people are saying like
rhinoplasty, and she's like all bruised on the face.
Maybe she had a boob job.
Do you think there's like certain standards that she has to meet of like she can't do that type of stuff to her body?
Beats me. I have no idea.
Like I don't know how like that royal like is it, are they just normal people? Like are they allowed to do
I stuff? Don't know. I don't get what like it means.
Like there's gotta be weird rule book things.
Because it's
that
like
we just don't know about.
She's taking time off. Time off from what? What does she do?
Yeah, right? Go to meetings? Not even.
I don't think so. I don't really get
look
it.
Free?
Imagine being a princess. Or like a duchess or whatever the fuck she is.
That's crazy. Well, I wouldn't want to be, but it's crazy.
I think I would. I think I'm destined to be like a princess.
I just... No.
Yeah. That's the difference between me and you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, I would love to just be a princess.
I mean, if it entailed that, I didn't have to like... do anything all day 24/7, but what does she do?
I literally don't know. I need to
investigate more, I think.
Yeah, we could watch The Crown.
Day in the life. Does she have vlogs?
No.
Oh, fuck.
She doesn't make, like, get ready with me. So
oh, fuck.
She should.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
She's just become an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, like, she already has all of us so captivated.
Wait, yeah, that's so right.
That if she made her return with, like, a get ready with me, she would get, like, 10 million followers.
Get ready with me while I tell you why I disappeared for 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that would break the internet.
It would. No, I think what would break the internet is what Hannah Burner said, and she is the last girl in the Montana Boys video. They're like, I'm one number away from
which
college.
Which, speaking of the Montana.
And then, like, it goes and it's Kate Middleton. Like,
yeah.
That would be, that'd break, that's how she has to come back.
I think, speaking of Montana Boys, I haven't seen much of him posting with Kristen Cavallari, whatever. I haven't seen anything. I went to his page yesterday, not a single post since they've announced it.
I don't know, me either, but I wonder, like, if they just wanted to post their little, like, one little thing to have their moment of fame, and then they're just going back to their normal life.
No, but she made a whole fucking...
She talked about a podcast.
Yeah, a whole podcast about it.
Yeah, maybe they're, like, long distance, because where do they live?
They both live in Nashville, I thought.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just, like, speaking on my ass.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they both live in Nashville.
They scare me so bad. Like, they're honestly my biggest fear. Me and my dance friends, it's like, we're just like always talking about it. Like, I was like, can you please do in your class? Like, can you teach to One Number Away by Luke Combs as a Montana Boys tribute? Please.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Why do they only do one song? They do like two songs.
Yeah.
They did a new song and I sent it in the group.
What's
like,
the song? What's the song that's the line dance one? That
does
girl,
your boots stop?
Yeah, that
your
one.
Truck break down?
I'm sorry, it's a good song, but the more it gets used on TikTok, I'm gonna hate it.
Yeah, but it's so good though. She just, it's hard when you make your song so TikTok.
Yeah.
You like get stuck and like now you're just a TikTok person.
But let TikTok handle it.
She's everywhere.
Like, stop, let TikTok handle your video or your audio blowing up. Because I can't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, literally.
Do anything else you have for her?
Yes. Love is Blind reunion. We didn't talk about that yet, did we?
Oh, yeah. We did not.
Love is Blind reunion.
Horrible.
I disagree.
Bro, I'm sorry, but the amount of screen time that the other cast members from previous seasons got drove me nuts.
Yeah, they didn't need to be there. But I will say, they, like, went hard on the questions.
Not really.
The stuff with Trevor.
Chelsea?
Okay, they didn't talk to Chelsea and Jimmy enough.
They were the stars of the season.
They did not talk to Chelsea and Jimmy enough at all. But the way they went in on, like, the stuff with, like, Trevor, I kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah, but also I just didn't care enough. I care more about Kelsey and Jimmy. Chelsea and Jimmy. I don't really care about his drama from social media. Because none of that was displayed on the show. Like, they brought up stuff from social media that aired after. I want to know more about what I saw on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to hear about it. because it was, like, what the internet was talking about, and, like, it's, like, kind of, like, it's relevant to what happened, because it's, like, if it was, but I kind of understood, so, yeah, he's toxic and annoying, but I kind of understood what he was saying.
Yeah, he just didn't say it fast enough or in the right way, so it made him look really bad.
Like, he would have stayed with someone on the show,
mm-hmm.
but he just, I don't know, I kind of understood what he was saying.
Yeah.
Sarah Ann looked so bad.
So bad. The poof. Really curly, tight hair.
What was she wearing?
I don't even know. I don't like her.
No. When Laura came on and she was like, should we clap?
Yeah.
Okay, bitch.
Yeah, right? You're the one in the fucking wrong.
Right next to bitch.
I know. And my theory with that whole thing, because they got called out for being on like two different breaks within the last year of the show airing. And I bet that they just got back into their relationship for the reunion not to look as bad.
You think? Because she makes TikToks at his house all the time.
Yeah, but they were on a bunch of breaks within a year.
Oh, but like, what's that's sad. Crazy. What's sad though about like delusional relationships is like, people do that all the time.
I know, but I can imagine they knew they had the reunion coming up and were like, we need to make this relationship work. We need to keep like fighting for this relationship.
Yeah. What did you think of Clay?
I mean, they have a lot of chemistry.
I liked what he had to say, and then I saw TikToks being like, girl, if you ever speak to that man again, I thought he came across well.
Yeah, he did. I feel like he always has. Like, I feel like he's always known what to say, in a sense, but I just don't think when it came to him saying, I'm not ready for marriage, okay, well, then why the fuck did you go on the show?
100%.
That's the only thing that I've ever seen him, like, not agree with, but everything that he said like about AD, I'm like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
He's in love with her.
Yeah. And I think she's really standing on business, which is good for her.
Yeah.
But I kind of like want them to get married. Like, I love them.
Yeah. Married, I think I need to see them date for like 4 years.
Yeah, yeah, then get married. And get married like whenever they do.
Yeah.
I just think he really does like love her a lot.
No, he definitely
does. He seemed to me on the reunion that he was like really taking accountability.
Oh, 100%.
But I saw TikToks like kind of saying the opposite. And I'm like, did we watch the same show? I felt differently.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, I do root for them. I just really wish throughout the entire thing that we saw more about Chelsea and fucking Jimmy.
Yeah. What about Brittany and Kenneth just being like, oh, we're best friends?
Yeah. I feel like they also didn't really get any screen time either.
But I think it's because they don't really have anything to say. Like, they're literally like, yeah, that's why I broke up and now we're best friends. Like, no tea, no drama. I'm like, so what?
Then why are you here?
But how are you just best friends? Which makes me think that the rumors of him saying that he's gay, like,
there's definitely no way that's fucking true.
But it would make sense if it is, because that would make sense why they can just be, like, besties. I don't get it. I don't get how you're, like, I mean, I get they barely knew each other, so yeah, they were engaged, but they also just met. I don't get how you can just be, like, best friends and, like, talk every day. No. I mean, good for them, I guess. I couldn't do that.
I definitely couldn't either. Bachelor?
Bachelor, yeah. Didn't finish it.
I did this morning.
Did you?
Thought it was a homework assignment.
Oh, I didn't. Because it goes back into, like, the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me what happens.
You sure?
I'll watch it when I go home.
Okay. Spoiler, don't listen to this if you have not watched The Bachelor reunion. But I don't even know where to fucking start. So we watched The Girls Tell All, which in regards to like the Maria, Sydney, what's the other girl's name?
Jess and Leia.
Yeah. That whole drama. I love Maria for just like kind of rough, like getting over it. And they all apologize at the end and like all hug each other.
I saw that.
But bro, like, what's the girl's name that said I love you?
Leia.
I'm sorry. Do not sit there and say, I love you, Maria. Like, stop lying. We were saying this last night. I can't stand when girls throw around the words, I love you, or best friend.
Her looking at her being like, when I was just watching, like, I love you so much. Shut up. No, you don't. Like, no, you don't. I don't sit here and just, like, tell people I love them. And like I said, that's why some people are like, you're mean. I'm sorry, because I won't meet you one time and tell you I love you. Or, like, say you're my best friend. Because I don't do that. Because I'm not fake.
I know. Especially when there's a guy involved in the reason behind saying I love you or you're my best friend. Like, you can say it. We were saying this last night. You can say that or say, like, I'm a girl's girl, any of those things, I'm a girl's girl, or I love you, or you're my best friend, you can get away kind of saying those things if there's not a guy involved in the scenario. Like, if you're truly just meeting someone to meet someone and there's no guy involved, you can say I love you, you can say you're my best friend, but, like, it's really fucking sketchy when you're saying I love you or you're my best friend when, one, you met through a guy, you were dating the same guy, you fucked the same guy, or even you kissed the same guy. Like, it's a huge red flag, and I'm not here for it. I don't like that energy.
We were saying there's two types of people. People that have to say a million times online that they're a girl's girl and girl's girls. Like, why is she on camera being like, when she threw away the card, being like, I'm doing it for, like, the group. You're doing it to look good.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I know. And, like, another thing we were saying last night is girl's girls. Yes, you can be a girl's girl. It's possible to be a girl's girl. But you can only be a girl's girl to your true best friends, your friends. You can't be a fucking girl's girl to some random ass girl that
when
you're...
When it comes to dudes, because...
When it comes to dudes, yeah.
Any dude you talk to, any... Whether you, like, there's girls you're pissing off. You don't know them. But it's, like, any guy you talk to, he has an ex, he has this, he has that, that, like, you're pissing off. And you're not being a girl's girl, too.
Yeah. And, like, also, it could be in a very, like, if you think it's coming off that you're being a girl's girl, majority of the time, it's coming off in a very fake manner. Like, say you're drunk in the bathroom, and you see some girl crying, whatever, you're helping her out. That's different than if you saw some girl out that you knew you were also hooking up with the same guy, or you had a past with the same guy, and you're being nice to her. Because you're doing that for a reason. You know?
Now you're fake, and now you're kind of just a bitch.
Yeah. So, when people throw around, like, girls, girl, just know you only should mean that towards your close friends.
Yeah. Agree. So then, obviously, we all agree, Team Maria, yada, yada, yada. So, rest of the episode... I saw, like, I almost spoiled it through TikTok, but I didn't. Look at the dogs are going insane.
It's cheese.
So they go over, like, Kelsey's note, right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
So the note, I'm not here for what Chelsea did in this whole situation. The note obviously says, we need to talk.
Right.
She shows up to Joey's room, comes, like, an hour later. Joey had been fucking freaking out about it. And she sits down, she goes... She dragged it out, what she needed to say to him. So Joey's, like, sitting there, like, about to cry. And she's like, I needed to tell you that, like, I really missed you. That's all she had to say to him. She's like, I really, really missed you. And Joey's, like, kind of taken back from that. Joey's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you had me, like, shitting fucking bricks that you needed to talk to me about something. And all you needed to say is that you miss me? And Joey was like, dude, I don't know if I can date someone like this that's going to constantly have, like, not, like, saying it, but, like, basically saying that.
Like, you're a crazy bitch. She should have just wrote, miss you.
Yeah, like, how do I know that she's not always going to be, like, really dramatic with a lot of, like, things that we go through? Like, it was very dramatic what she did, and he was very much taken back, and, like, he was honestly very closed off and quiet when they met up to talk because he was just so appalled by, like, oh my god, you just missed me, but you had to write a note, we need to talk.
Yeah, which I get what he's saying and being like, oh, it's dramatic, but you also slept with three girls in the same, like, weekend.
But she didn't even bring any of that up.
I
missed you.
Things are just heightened.
I think she wrote the wrong thing on the note.
She should have
said,
miss you.
I miss you. I miss you, can we talk? Like, at least that's a little bit better than saying, we need to talk.
Yeah. Because at least, like, then there's a positive. Like, oh, wait, she wants to see me. She misses me. Not just, like, can we talk? Because if someone texted me, can we talk? I'd be shitting my pants.
Because, like, if she truly was really worked up about the fact that she had a overnight with him and then, like, had to sit there through knowing that he was at another overnight with another girl, then bring it up when you're meeting up with him. Don't just say, I missed you. And my emotions were going crazy.
I agree.
It was very weird.
Someone go home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a guess.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not rocket science.
I know. Yeah, that wasn't too surprising. But with the whole note thing and the way he reacted to it, I was a little bit, like, on edge of, oof, he's gonna send her home.
But sometimes, when I watch The Bachelor, him having a reaction, no matter what the reaction, the fact that it really affects him, I'm like, oh, he likes her and they have a connection. Because it's getting...
He honestly, like, you need to watch it. He didn't even have her...
Okay. Like, ghost.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch
he
it.
He was like,
I'll
watch it today. What the fuck? Like, yeah. It was very weird.
Damn. So next week is the finale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. Is the finale and the reunion all in one?
Yes.
Like, do they sit down, watch the ceremony? I haven't watched The Bachelor in so long, so I have no idea.
I think so. Yeah, because it cuts back and forth.
Gotcha.
It cuts back. It's called, like, the final... I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I
couldn't say.
Check back in next week. We'll have a definitive answer on what it was. I also wrote down that Gypsy Rose is off social media.
Isn't she pregnant, I heard?
She deleted all her social media so that she didn't go back to jail. I don't know what that means.
I think she's pregnant, too. I heard that.
I heard that, too. But she also deleted everything. Because apparently she was told that she should before she goes back to jail.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, what?
Anyway, it's crazy to see how much fame people get and then all of a sudden just become, like, nobodies.
Well, it's weird to be famous when, like, you're famous for being...
A murderer? Well, not...
No, for being abused. Definitely mentally ill in some way because you were abused your whole life.
Yeah.
And then you're in prison for murder. Like, then you're an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like getting a lot of followers, no matter what, and social media attention, it fucks with your head so much.
It does.
And that's a vulnerable person, like, who did not need to be a celebrity. She needed to be, like, quietly entering society, like, bettering herself. Like, she, like, actually went through so much. But I feel like she's a meme. Like, this girl was abused her whole life and killed someone. Or she didn't kill her, but, like, was an accomplice to killing her. And now it's just, like, influencer. Crazy.
Yeah, dude. Crazy. All right, weekend recap. Let's get into it.
So, Friday, I went on a date that ended up being just, like, an all-night adventure, if you will. Went to Delights. So good. Oh, my God, if I was alone, I would have got, like, a million take-home containers, but I didn't want to buy, like, a million pints of ice cream in that moment, but it was so fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't take any home. So unfortunate. Then I went mini golfing. Peter Pan mini golf is so fun. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went in the summer when it was like 110 degrees. Fucking
last time I went was in the summer too. So it was very nice that it wasn't hot. So we did mini golf. I was like so random. I was like, you want to go mini golfing? Yeah, fuck it. So we went mini golfing, got Chick-fil-A. I love, like, once a year I need fast food. I've been craving fast food. I never eat it. So I don't know. Maybe next year I'll get fast food again. We'll see. And then we drank so much wine and got so drunk. Drinking wine in this man's apartment, the drunkest I've been all year, to be honest. And it's just like, you know, you're sitting at home drinking wine. You're like, how drunk? I'm not drinking. Like
that's when you get the drunkest.
And then you're wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a mistake. And he lives, like, downtown. Like, he, like, looks over. You can see, like, Dirty Six. I was like, bro, it's bumping. I was like, should we go, like, ride a bull or something? He's like, no. I was like, should we go out? I was like, let's go out. He's like, no. I'm like, why not? Like, come on. He's older than me. And I'm just, like, too young and crazy, you know?
You're so crazy,
dude. Just, like, can't keep up with my 23-year-old self.
I can't believe you just said that.
I'm kidding. But it was very fun. And then I obviously slept there, then I had to move in the morning, so that was kind of crazy. I was just being reckless.
Super reckless.
So reckless.
My Friday night was also drinking wine. Went on a date with my boyfriend to Flo Wine Bar that has all-day pizza there. And it's one of those places where it's not like an actual restaurant with a waitress. You go up to the counters, there's a wine counter and then a pizza counter. We decided I was going to get the wine, who's going to get the pizza. I went over to get the wine, bottle of wine. They had glasses, but I was like, I want to get fucking drunk. Like, I want to get drunk, that's the goal out of this date, get drunk, go home, play some Monopoly, watch a movie.
That's it? Play some Monopoly, watch a movie?
Yeah.
That's it?
What?
Yeah,
no. I think it actually was that song.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
This episode is brought to you by Care Of. If you guys have been following us for a while, especially on YouTube, you guys know we always used to talk about Care Of. It is seriously a game changer when it comes to health and wellness. Basically, it's a health and wellness company that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. It can be really hard to figure out, you know, what is actually the best vitamin routine for you. You hear so many different opinions online, but basically with Care Of, you can get like curated products that are perfect for you with research-backed ingredients and optimal doses. I know it's in March, but It's not too late to jumpstart your New Year's health routine. If you've been putting it off, take this as your sign to really jumpstart those health goals. All you have to do with Care Of is go online, take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and your health goals, and then you get doctor back recommendations. It's so easy. And then if you want to switch your routine, you can keep track of how you're feeling and all that, so you can adjust your routine over time. And your vitamins come in little on-the-go, convenient little daily packs. They even have your name on it. I love them. They're so cute. Luckily for you guys, we have a special offer with Care Of. So you can get 50% off your first month's subscription with Care Of. You just go to takecareof.com and enter code 1thing50. That is takecareof.com and enter code 1thing50, O-N-E-T-H-I-N-G-5-0 for 50% off your first month.
Do you want a bra that's sexy, or do you want a bra that's comfortable? Well, that was a trick question, because I know you want a bra that's both. And now you can have that, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration and the ick and the ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. This means that comfort and support are guaranteed. And ladies, at Third Love, size doesn't matter. Whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, which is pretty genius. So no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
We got a bottle of wine though, $50 for a bottle of wine, which I was like, you know what, I'm doing this more for the vibes rather than the expense of it. And I will say, so going up there, you literally order at the counter, they hand it to you, they turn around, go to a mini fridge right behind you, they grab it, give it to you. The tablet, hot take, but we should not be having to be charged 22% tip for them turning around, grabbing me a bottle of wine, giving it to me. It was $13 tip on top of them just handing me my wine. I thought that was an extreme. Those tablets and tipping in general, I think, is getting way too out of hand. It was just, it was too much for me. I got, and also want to mention the tip, like auto tip thing was more than what the pizza was. The pizza was like 18, 20, 22, but the wine was, the minimum was 22, 25, 30.
This seems like they got these tablets and like didn't like look through or edit them when they got them.
I don't know, dude. I feel like they're pretty aware of what their
that's
tips are.
That doesn't make sense for it to be different.
I don't know. Because I asked him too. I was like, what was your tip minimum? Because when I was like paying, he was with me. And I looked at it, I go, 22%, $13 for them to just hand me my bottle of wine? And I have to pour it myself. Like, what? I was like, this is absurd. And then he went and got the pizza. And he was like, yeah, mine was only like 18, 20, 22. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, cancel tipping.
Because like they were, like the people are actually making the food over at the other
counter.
Yeah,
family. No, like, yeah, if anything, there's a cook.
They're doing things on that end. Yeah. Like, it was just absurd to me. I was like, this tipping shit is getting out of hand. Like,
that is crazy.
Businesses need to like increase the workers' wage rather than like increasing the tip by so much. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Or at least increase the fucking bottle of wine by a few dollars. Like, I don't know.
I always panic when I get a tip thing. I'm like,
oh, I panic so hard, but I don't know. It's getting to the point where it's like getting a little bit out of line.
That was insane.
So he drove there. So he was like, I can only have one glass. I was like, okay, bet. Like, this bottle's for me. Like, I'll pick the bottle. So I was drinking so slow. I got one piece of pizza, which pieces of pizza are massive.
It looks
they're like
so good.
They're like at least two in one, like slices. And then we got a Caesar salad to share. So he got three slices of pizza. I got one slice of pizza. I'm sitting there taking my sweet ass. I eat so much slower than him. He finished his three slices of pizza before I even finished my one slice. And so I'm sitting there and I'm getting really drunk and I know I have to finish this bottle. We had not even been there for 30 minutes and I'm trying to guzzle down this whole bottle. And he's like, come on, Dan, like, I want to go home. Let's go play Monopoly. I'm like, dude, like, I have this whole bottle of wine I need to drink. And I was like, I think I need to get like another slice of pizza because I'm getting really drunk right now. And like, we looked over, the line for the pizza at that point was really long. So I was like, I can't wait in this line for pizza. I'll just go home, have snacks. But, bro, I wish I got another slice of pizza because leaving that restaurant, I was so drunk.
Yeah, I love that we both got absurdly wine drunk. I don't understand how I got that drunk. So this is what we did. We were like, let's get a bottle of wine.
How quickly did you drink yours? Because I drank my bottle within 45 minutes.
No, I think it was a long time. It was at least the length of an entire movie.
Damn.
So we were like, let's get a bottle of wine. We get one bottle of wine from a liquor store, and then we go upstairs. We finish it so fast. That's just two glasses each.
Yeah.
And he's like, should we get another one? Like, why do we only get one? And then we're downtown, so you can, like, walk to anything. I was like, yeah, but that's, like, that was expensive. We got it from a liquor store. Like, let's go to CVS and get, like, a fat bottle that's, like, $8. So we got, like, a big
bottle. Why don't I not know CVS has wine?
Yeah. We didn't know either, but we went in and asked, and they have, like, a huge section of wine. We got, like, an $8 bottle of Barefoot that's, like, huge. Because, like, I like wine like that.
Is it good?
I think it's good because I like cheap wine. But, like, to the average person, no. It's also definitely going to make you really hungover. He was so hungover.
Dude, I was so hungover.
No, literally, I was like, what do you mean you're hungover? Like, we didn't even drink. Like, we drank wine at home. That's not drinking. But I got so fucked up. Like, we watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, but we just drank wine and talked the entire movie. We didn't even watch it. Wasted.
Dude,
wasted.
I
probably drank a bottle and a half of wine.
I was sitting there when we got home playing Monopoly with him, looking at him like, I am so drunk, I can't believe you made me do that. I was, like, blaming him. I was like, you made me drink that whole bottle. He's like, Sam, you're the one that ordered the bottle. I'm like, I know, but you didn't help me finish it. He's like, I drove, Sam. I couldn't drink it with you. I was like, but no, like, I'm so drunk.
No, I was literally so drunk, like, and he was kind of like, I don't really drink. Like, he was very, like, I don't really want to drink. And then he's like, should we get wine? I was like, yeah. Like, and I was just, like, such a bad influence. Like, it was, we drank so much. It was actually crazy.
Yeah, and I didn't really think, because I got back around 7:30, like, the sun was still fucking out. Mm-hmm. So, we got back, played Monopoly, I had a few snacks, I had a Delights ice cream sandwich, and we went to bed, like, fairly early. I thought I was gonna make it to my run club at 8 o'clock in the morning. I slept past my run club that I was gonna go to, and I woke up with the most absurd headache. Wine drunk, the sugar, it just makes my brain want to explode. And I'm realizing, like, I don't know if getting wine drunk is really worth it anymore. Because it's so sugary. Like, I can get away with not being super hungover from drinking a bunch of, like, tequila sodas.
Yeah, you gotta find a wine that's, like, really, like, get, like, fit wine or something.
Why? Because there's no sugar or something?
Like, yeah, the wines that are, like, really, really, like, low calorie or whatever. I think Sauvignon Blanc is the lowest sugar. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I was told.
I'll have to look into it, but yeah, my fucking headaches the next morning were insane.
I was golden because I don't get hungover. I was like, I can run a marathon. He was like, holy fuck, I'm so hungover.
The thing is, like, what I would call a hangover is being nauseous, low energy, headache, but honestly, all I really had was just the headache.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, the wine headache was absurd.
Yeah, no, I could have ran a marathon.
Because, like, the next day, I was also drinking. The thought of having alcohol later in the day, I wanted to throw up thinking about it.
Too.
Like, so I knew I had to go to lunch with my girlfriends at 2, and that was going to be the start of my day drink day, because it was St. Patrick's Day. And I was like, I need to move my body in some way. I missed my run club. I'm just going to go to Lift ATX, walk on an incline for 45 minutes, and call it quits, because it was raining all morning, because
I
couldn't go on an outdoor walk. I couldn't go on an outdoor run. Like, I had to go to Lift ATX, and so that's what I did. And I walked for 45 minutes, came home, and basically got ready. And by the time I got to lunch, I was, like, the thought of having alcohol, but I was like, you know what? The only way out is in. Like, it's gonna cure me. So
the only way out is through, baby.
So I got an Aperol Spritz, and we were at, like, a French bistro type restaurant, so, like, the Aperol Spritzes looked amazing, but it was just, like, wasn't strong enough for me, so I had to get an espresso martini.
You had to.
I had
it
to.
It wasn't your choice.
Dude, yeah, because, like,
you're
like
really
I said,
just a girl, like, what are you supposed to do about
it? I was hungover. I need caffeine. I need alcohol.
No, it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault.
No.
I blame the wine.
No, you.
For
you
my.
You just had to do what you had to do. Mm-hmm. I woke up, had to go to HEB in my fucking clothes from the night before. I've done that absurdly too many times. Had to get tape to finish packing so I could move, and I had the most chaotic morning with the movers that, like, oh my god, it was so chaotic and so stressful. Like, I wanted to, like, cry and have a panic attack, but I didn't. And I was moving on Saturday, so I moved into my whole place, The movers were so good and so fast. Like, I was literally gonna have like a fucking panic attack in the morning. And I moved into my new place, and then I got into my new place, and they put a bottle of champagne in there. Oh my god, I wanted to vomit on the floor.
Yeah.
I was like,
do the same.
I was like, no one asked for a bottle of alcohol to be on the counter. Like, I'm a little bit scarred from my bottle and a half of $8 wine. Like, I'm not okay. Put the champagne away. And I, like, texted the guy. I'm like, there's a bottle of champagne in my apartment. I'm actually gonna throw up. But I moved in. And then by, like, 5, I was fairly done with things. So I met y'all bitches out. Because you all were having a day.
Yeah, so the boys all morning were golfing. And, like, within our friend group, like, all the guys are really good friends. And then, like, we have, like, a big group of girlfriends. So, like, we take advantage of the fact that they're golfing. Like, we're like, okay, girls, like, get together. Let's go do something.
Especially you, because it's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you're like, my boyfriend's gone.
Yeah. So, and it's now it's good, too, because one of the girls is also talking to my roommates. Or my boyfriend's roommate. So it's like, it's great. So we went and got brunch, and we ended up just meeting them because we knew they were going to go out to West, whatever, to go bar crawl. Not even bar crawl. We were just kind of like doing our own thing. But we met up with all them after, and it was fun because we saw a lot of friends that we don't really get to see. Like, our friend, if you guys can remember, like, the Avenir, like, guys, like, should I name drop them? Like, I feel like they know them. Like,
Jordan and Michael.
Yeah, Jordan and Michael. Like, all those guys that we used to hang out with a lot last summer. Like, obviously things kind of changed with that friend group just because, like, we've gotten in relationships. They've gotten in relationships. It's just different with guy friends. Like, they come and go in waves just because, like, you gotta respect each other's, like, relationships. But, one of my friends, Jordan, he texted me and was like, where you at, bagels? And I was like, oh my goodness, like, I'm on West, he's like, bet, on my way. And I'm like, I love friendships that are like that. Like, you're gonna ask me what I'm doing and, like, own up to the fact that, like, you're reaching out to me, you are gonna come see me. I can't stand when friends be like, oh, what are you doing? Okay, and then, like, they just wanna know what I'm doing, but, like, won't come through and, like, follow through with the plan. So it was good to see, like, that whole group was there, and then obviously, like, the current group that we've been hanging out with, and, like, my boyfriend, and, like, all the girls. Like, there was a whole, like, crew of us. There was, like, 20, 30 of us, and it was a lot of fun. We bar hopped to maybe, like, 2 or 3 places, and I told all the girls when I was sitting at brunch, or lunch, because, well, technically it was brunch, because it was a brunch menu, but we got there at 2, but told them, I was like, guys, 7 o'clock, that's right before sunsets. I'm Irish goodbye, and I'm just warning you right now, I'm not staying out all night, but I will be leaving at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I was, like, on the fence about going, so I was moving all day, yada, yada, and then I remembered that now I'm, like, down the fucking street from the bar. So I was like, oh my god, bet. Like, cause I was still thinking that I was, like, in our house, and I'm like, oh, is it worth an Uber? I'm like, oh, bitch, you're, like, a block away, walk. So I literally just, like, put on the first clothes I found and walked over, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and she's like, Taylor! I was like, oh, everyone wasted over here. I was like, we are drunk. I was like, it is drunk energy over here. And I wasn't gonna drink at all. And then someone, like, bought me a shot. So the first alcohol I had after wanting to throw up from the wine was just a green tea shot.
Love that for you.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I didn't do any shots. And I told, oh, fucking Liv wanted to give me a Rumbleman shot, like, at the very beginning. And I go, you're nuts. Like, don't ever ask me that again.
Yeah, I like, never drank random shots and then the beer, but so spread out that I never was, like, under the influence, if that makes sense. Like, they were so spread out.
Yeah.
Like, so random that I never was drunk. It was just, like, for the vibes. If you really do. Like, I don't know. It was stupid. I was like, honestly, why'd I drink that? But then you come up to me, you're like, I'm gonna go get a drink. I go, you're leaving. And they were like, yeah. I was like, yeah, like, what's with the lying? Also, guys, 2 things. One, I ran into someone that I know from Miami, which is, like, I only know one person from Miami that lives here now, which is, like,
wait, you're a roommate?
Huh?
Your old roommate?
No, just, like, a friend from, my hometown. Mm-hmm. So I ran into him, and I'm like, wait, this is so trippy, because I feel like Austin is my own little universe. I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, why are you in Rustic Tap? Like, this is my, like, world. What are you doing here? Like, I don't know, it was just so trippy to see someone that you know from, like, middle school, high school. Like, I don't know, and, like, at Rustic Tap? Like, what are you doing here? So trippy. And then I keep seeing this guy that I ghosted from Hinge, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw him again at Rustic Tap. Like, he was next to me, like, almost the entire time. We didn't say a word to each other. But I have a question about ghosting. What constitutes ghosting? Because, like, if you just, like, randomly, like, if we're just texting, you didn't ask me next day or anything, you're just randomly texting me and I don't answer one text. Is that like ghosting? It's not like you've been blowing up my phone. You didn't ask me somewhere and I didn't go. Like, what am I supposed to text you all the time?
No, I think ghosting is more of like they've reached out a few times trying to make plans and you're just not answering or avoiding the hangout.
Yeah, like if we've just been like texting after our date and I don't answer like your text, I don't think that's really ghosting.
But he said you ghosted?
No. I'm just wondering. No, the first time I saw him, he was like, can I ask like what happened?
Yeah, that's weird.
And I was
what
like,
happened?
I was like,
nothing. I just don't owe you anything. What?
Yeah, like nothing. Yeah, and I definitely like kind of felt bad, but now I see him everywhere and it's like, fuck.
That's just what happens. Like you have not even like a history with someone or like just going on one date with someone, you're gonna see them everywhere.
I know. The thing is, I probably saw him everywhere before, but you don't notice them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's unfortunate. But then I went out to another bar. It was so empty. Like, I was just, like, staying for the vibes.
Dude, again, the bar, all of that whole day was empty besides Rustic Tap.
Rustic Tap was full, the line?
That's because everyone had nowhere to go because
the line was
everything
down
was
the
empty.
Street.
Yeah.
Down the street.
It was the only place that had live music, everyone in it. Every other bar was quiet.
We went to Key Bar and we're like dancing on the tables. And I tell my friends, I'm like, I'm gonna leave. Like, it's like I wasn't drunk. Like, I was like, I'm going home. Had to finish unpacking. And they're like, yeah, we're probably gonna leave soon. So, like, I leave. And then a few hours later, that was a fucking Illenium concert. Like, the way, like, the vibes when I left was like, yeah, I'm probably gonna leave soon too. Like, gonna call it a night. Like, you know, I'm gonna
be really literally.
Chill. And then, like, when I go on Snap, I was like, how did you go from,
we knew
I'm going to leave soon, and now you're at the Illenium concert?
We knew, too, that there was an Illenium concert, like, early on in the day, and we were all anti it. We were like, oh, no, like, we're not going to do that. Like, we've been drinking since 2, that just doesn't seem like a good idea. Like, none of us are going to go. Like, we're all going to go home. And I even said, I was like, I'm going to Irish goodbye at 7. Bro, the way that things just changed so quickly, I'm laying on my couch, back at my house, and one of the girls goes, you ditched me. I go, I told you I was leaving at 7. Like,
wait, the way
I'm
you
going
plan
to
your Irish, I'm gonna Irish goodbye at 7. Like, the way you plan your Irish goodbye.
Well, okay, so it's funny because I really was gonna go get another drink. And I looked at my boyfriend, I go, oh, no, he does this to me every single time. If you even question if we should leave, I'm gonna say yes. Like, if he does that to me, like, he's like, oh, should we leave? I'm gonna be like, yeah. Like, no questions asked. Let's get the fuck out of here. So, like, I'm like, oh, should I go get another drink? I say that to him. He goes, well, do you want to leave soon? And then, like, in my mind, it takes me a while to drink my drink. So I'm like, yeah, like, fuck it. Save me that $15. Let's get out of here right now.
Well, that's what you said. You said, he's going to go buy me. He's like, I'm going with him. He's going to buy me a drink. And I said, you're leaving.
Yeah.
And you said,
yeah.
And
so,
he disappeared into the night.
Yeah. So, like, as I'm, like, approaching to, like, go that way, he's like, why don't we just, like, leave? I'm like, yeah, like, let's just do that instead.
No, it's honestly the best when someone is, like, let's just leave. Because I feel like half the time you stay at a bar because you don't want
to
be, like,
the first one to
leave. Like, you don't want to be that. But when someone else is like, should we leave? It's like, yeah.
Well, the thing is now, like, in the friend group, I'm known for being the grandma and leaving and Irish goodbying. Like, everyone just knows that. And because I have that, like, known fact to me, I don't get fucking shit for it anymore. Because at the beginning, I used to get shit all the time, like, all the like a bunch of the girls and a bunch of the guys, anytime I would try leaving, they'd be like, no, like, you fucker, like, stop, stay. Like, now they don't do that. Like, they just know I'm gonna leave, whether they give me shit or not. So we ended up leaving, and we knew, too, that we were gonna get food before we went, and there's this food truck that I've been wanting to try so bad.
What'd you get?
Well, so we couldn't get it. It was closed. So we were like, did we just get the Whole Foods hot bar?
Bro, we
walked into Whole Foods and got the Whole Foods
hot bar. Kind of far walk, but like,
it wasn't that far.
No, but like, it's down the street.
Two, three blocks. It wasn't that far.
I guess.
It was like a few minutes.
Like, I'm drunk at the Whole Foods hot bar.
Whole Foods hot bar.
So jealous.
We felt like we were kids in a candy store. We're running around, like, filling up our things. Bro, don't do it drunk though, because it's gonna be expensive. Like, my thing was $16. His was $19, and then we got like the things on the sides as well. I don't know. He ended up buying it, so I don't know how much it was, but it was expensive. And we got back with our food, and I literally was begging. I was like, can we please eat it in the food court? Please. Like, I'm so hungry.
I was going to say, the fact that you waited till you got home,
I
shoved that shit in my mouth.
I know. I'm surprised, too. I didn't want to. I wanted to eat it right at the food court.
I would have ate it in the Uber.
He was like, oh, order the Uber while I'm checking out. So, like, by the time we were done checking out, Uber was there, hopped in it, got home, and mowed down. And I'm happy we waited because I didn't get any sauces, and you know I love good sauce, so I was just playing with all the sauces on everything. Like, it was a great time.
That's so funny.
We said, if we're on West day drinking, that's going to be our new thing.
No, I'm going to copy that. I'm just like, well, keep note of that to walk to the Whole Foods Tahoe.
Yeah. I love that. It was so nice. And we got, like, drinks, too. Oh, it was such a good time.
No, I love that.
Yeah. I
love that a lot.
And then I ended up falling asleep probably, like, around 11. It was so nice. Like, drinking during the day, kind of sobering up before you go to bed, and then waking up the next morning, you do not have a hangover at all.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a big, like, summer theme of, like, pool and like, random stuff.
Because here's the thing. I love being feral in the summer. Like, the summer weather just brings that out in me. Mm-hmm. But I think I could have chilled this past summer of not needing to, like, go out at night. Because I ended up only being out for, like, 2 hours at night.
And, like, it's expensive and, like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too much.
Because I can get my fun fixation in from going either day drinking at the bars or going on a boat. I don't need to
go out.
Yeah. So, I'm very excited for it to start to get warm.
Except it was 40 degrees today. The fuck?
I know. What the fuck? But I know in the next few weeks we're going to have our first boat day, so it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it to be warm and whatnot. Sunday, I literally just was, like, unpacking more, making some trips back to the house. I brought my cat to my apartment. He was really hating it. And then the first person to see my apartment was actually Date Man from Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. But, yeah, I was literally, I've just been, like, unpacking and moving and doing all that. Nothing too exciting.
Yeah, my Sunday, I knew I wanted to go get, a cowgirl hat, boy, whatever the fuck you call it. I wanted to do it on Saturday because we were on South Congress, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back today. I'm going to do it. Let's go get some lunch. Walked around. It started raining, which was a little bit unfortunate, but we went to Two Hands, which was really nice. And Taylor, you're not going to believe who the fuck I sat next to at Two Hands.
Okay. Influencer?
Nope, but a guy that I matched with on Hinge way back, and I think you also were going to match with him. You go, oh my God, look how cute this guy is. He's also from Miami. And I go, no, don't do it.
Oh, shit. Wait, this is, like, bringing back a memory.
Yeah, I was like, don't do it. He matched with me that one time when he had a girlfriend and was hitting on me, and he kept saying, at the time when he matched with me, he was still living in Miami.
That gym person?
I don't know if he's gym. Oh, maybe he's a little bit gym.
No, then it's not.
If you go to his page, like, he's, like, kind of he's a wannabe influencer.
Wait, what's his name? What's his name?
I can't remember. I can't. But I think I blocked him on social media. So, because he wouldn't leave me, he would kept DMing me. So I matched with him. I told him, I called him out on the Hinge, and I go, don't you have a girlfriend, ? I just looked at your Instagram. And he goes, yeah, but, like, we're not going to continue things when I move. I'm like, the audacity.
Yeah, wait, this is bringing up, like, this is so familiar.
And I was like, the audacity of this fucking man thinking that I want to match with him right now, when he has a current girlfriend and he's not even living here yet. So anyway, fast forward, a year later, I sit down next to this man at Two Hands. It's a booth, too, so we're really close to him. He's on a date, Taylor, with some random girl. He knows that, like, we know each other, and it's very fucking obvious. And I'm like, this is so uncomfortable.
Did you tell your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, I texted him. I go, the guy across from me right now, like, I had to block him on Instagram because I ended up telling him the whole thing, and I was like, this is making me very uncomfortable.
Can you go to your blocked list on Instagram?
I don't know if I can't remember if I, like,
because I'm thinking of a person and I'm trying to find his Instagram.
At least when I remembered, his profile picture was, like, this, like, anime thing.
Yes!
Yes.
Like, but it's a gym guy, then.
Yeah, maybe. But
what's his name? Can I just, like, guess a name? Like,
yeah,
does it matter?
I don't remember
but
his
like,
name.
But, like, I thought his name was Jake.
Maybe. No, not that guy.
You know what I'm talking about?
But that guy's hot. No.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. This is gonna piss me off.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, this is gonna make me so mad. I know exactly who you're talking about. Speaking of Hinge, I did get Hinge back and I, like, went on a date with this one guy and I'm probably gonna delete it now.
I think I might have unblocked him. Because I go through this phase of blocking people, and then, like, once they don't piss me off
anymore, you can come back around if you want.
You can stalk me now if you want, but I'm not going to, like, interact with you.
You can be a fan.
But, yeah, so he was sitting right next to me, and I was like, what are the fucking odds right now?
Like, bro, so you and, like, why are, like, your old Hinge matches, like,
dude, I know.
Around?
Coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
So that was very uncomfortable, and then we just ended up going back to my place, watching Dune 1, because we're going to prep for Dune 2.
I was going to ask you if you've seen those movies. You like those?
They're alright.
I've never seen them. But
I just think, okay, here's my thing with these movies, is there's too much going on. Like, I can't do it. Dude, I can't do, like, the main storyline on top of, like, a bunch of added things. Like, he kept having to pause it and explain things to me because he had already seen it. And I'm like, I just don't get it.
I've never seen it. I don't care to see it.
Yeah. All right, are we done with our Wickham recap?
Yeah, that's all for me.
Me too, dude. Let's get...
Do you want a bra that's sexy or do you want a bra that's comfortable? Well, that was a trick question because I know you want a bra that's both. And now you can have that, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration and the ick and the ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. This means that comfort and support are guaranteed. And ladies, at Third Love, size doesn't matter. Whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, which is pretty genius. So no more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Into our topic of the week, and that is going to be our best and worst purchases as of recently.
The shit I wrote down is so unbelievably random.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I feel like mine are pretty self-explanatory. I did just purchase a house, so a lot of house purchases, but I'm going to try to squeeze some other things in there.
Mine are so random, like so random.
All right, should we go through best first?
Yeah.
All right, let's go through best first.
I wrote down my jewelry box, and like this actually was a Christmas gift, but like I just love it a lot. I love my jewelry box.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no other thing to say. I just really like it. I got it from Amazon, and it's just like really cute. And I just like I used to have it on like a stand where things like hang on something. I fucking love my jewelry box. That's all.
Also, I do know we get a lot of like stuff for free, but given the things that I've gone for free, if I didn't get for free, I feel like I would have purchased it. Just putting that out there, but a lot of the things I did buy. But my first thing I'm going to say is Amazon Skorts. I have a plethora of Amazon Skorts, and I cannot even tell you guys how handy they have come in recently. Like, it's skirt weather now. It's not as super cold, and I wore, like, that plaid one for St. Patrick's Day, and it just made me want to buy a million more of them. They're, like, $25. They're skorts, so you're not, your ass isn't coming out. Like, they're not going to fit amazingly perfectly, but they're skorts, and you're going to feel comfortable wearing it. Like, I just think if you're going to get skirts, whatever, skorts, get them from Amazon.
I've been putting off shopping until I moved, so I'm very excited to get new clothes.
Yeah.
My next best purchase is Kindle Unlimited. I pay for Kindle Unlimited. I have for a long time, but I've been trying to read only on there. It's $10 a month for unlimited books, and one book is, like, $15 to $20.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of good books on Kindle Unlimited. I think the $10 a month is worth it, and I'm glad I pay for it.
Yeah. My next one is going to be Fresh Flowers Weekly from Trader Joe's. I have made it a thing that, like, I'm going to be buying myself flowers every week and just keeping them in my kitchen. It just makes I just feel so great about it. Like, spending the time, like, making my little bouquet and then putting it next to the sink. Yeah. Like, I just love doing it. Who would have thought I would be buying myself flowers?
Yeah, which is crazy because you have a boyfriend, but, like, it's cute that you still do it.
Yeah.
My next one is my plethora of vitamins I've been taking, all of my Symbiotica vitamins, and I also take, like, sea moss. I have to reorder. I buy it on TikTok Shop. I know, it's, like, cringe, but I do buy it on TikTok Shop. But my Symbiotica vitamins are changing my fucking life, and I think the sea moss ones are really good, too. I'm obsessed with my vitamins. Like, I think it's worth adding into your monthly expenses.
My next one is a car detail. I did not pay for this. The small business reached out to me.
Can't wait to get it.
But I fucking realized, dude, my car needed a detail so badly. Couldn't even imagine myself not getting one after I got it because my car was nasty with all the dog hair. And I have never seen my car so clean since the day I purchased it. Like, it is insane.
Once I take, like, all the odds and ends and crap out of my car, like, because there's, like, a good amount of stuff in it right now, like, I'm
going to
do the
thing you did, and I'm very excited. And on top of that, I want to say I also just got on Amazon, best purchase ever. Wish I got it years ago, and I was debating getting it years ago, and I just always held it off, is a dog, like, hammock seat cover. and it goes across the entire back bench, and it covers so the dogs can't jump to the front seat because Mac fucking loves doing that. And it's a whole ass hammock. It's so easy to put into your car. You can fold it up if you don't want to use it and you want to put guests in your car, but it is going to keep the dog hair off of my seats, and I'm so happy I got it.
Nice. My next one is my AirPod covers. I got silicone AirPod covers off Amazon. They're pink. I think they make them look really cute. And, like, mine are just so dirty. Like, they get dirty so unbelievably fast from the sweat. And if you have an ounce of makeup on, like, they're going to turn brown. So now my AirPods are cute and pink. And, like, the silicone kind of, like, makes them stay even better on your head. I love them. And now it's, like, they're just, like, obviously mine. Like, I love my pink little AirPods. And it was, like, $10.
Mm-hmm. My next one is going to be my Breville espresso machine. I wish this was going out last week when I had known that for the last, like, week and a half, my machine that I got was 20% off. I saw another creator that's doing, like, a brand deal with Breville post about it. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I wish I told you guys because it was 20% off. That's $200 of savings. But I have the Breville Touch machine. I love it. It's very easy to use compared to any of the espresso machines that you have to, like, dial in all this shit. It's part of my morning routine and I fucking love it. And I love it so much to the point where I think I need to buy decaf beans.
You can just
so I can, like, keep using it and, like, drinking coffee just because I love the routine of doing it.
I had my Nespresso in a box and I tried to make a coffee yesterday and my machine wouldn't brew. And I, like, am praying that in the box it didn't, like, break.
Damn.
Or something. It won't brew a pod. I'm gonna stay tuned. I'll try to fix it. My next one, I know you just talked about getting skirts on Amazon. I got a skirt from Zara, this green skirt. It is my favorite thing in the whole entire world. I wish they had it in a million colors. It was also cheap when I got it. It was like, I want to say it was $25. It fits me so good because I just have an issue where I buy cheap clothes and they don't fit me, especially skirts because I have really long legs and a really long torso and, like, somewhat of a butt. Like, it's just, skirts, like, will ride up my ass. This skirt fits me so good and I love it. I could wear it every day if I could, like, it just fits me like a glove, and it actually was also, like, $25. It was kind of cheap, but I love it, and I always get questions about when I wear it, and it's my favorite clothing item right now. Mm. It's my skirt from Zara.
My next one is going to be, I know I've gone on so much stuff for my house, but my number one thing that I'm so happy that I got was my Amazon TV console for, like, $200. It just pulled together all of my furniture in my house. Like, I used to have the IKEA white one, and I just got this one on Amazon. It's double the size, so much storage, and it just pulls together all my furniture, and I just didn't think Amazon was capable of having such nice furniture, and I'm so happy I got it.
Nice.
It was so easy to put together, by the way.
My next one is my Bissell couch cleaner, where you put the solution, and then you use the little thing, and it, like, squirts the solution, and then it, like, takes up all the dirt. I did it on our couch. I bought it because we sold our couch, and I wanted to kind of clean it before someone bought it. Holy shit, the water was black when I dumped it out. It was disgusting, but I just ordered a white couch, which I'm very excited about, and I just know having this, like, if I literally clean it, like, once a week or every other week, I think it'll really keep the couch nice and clean and white, and it's very satisfying to, like, pull up all the dirt. Like, I would literally clean everyone's couch. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it. And it was, like, I don't say it was $99. Not too bad.
My next one is my gas fire pit for outside. I got it from Target. It was, like, $500. It's been raining, like, the last 2 weeks, so I haven't really been able to sit outside and enjoy it, but hopefully this coming week I'm able to sit out there, like, every single night and just... my routine before it was raining was eat dinner, then go outside, have my silly little drink, Olipop, whatever, and then sit outside by my fire by myself while the two dogs were running around in the backyard. But I'm so happy that I purchased this fire pit. Like, I've been wanting one for so long. And it was kind of affordable. Like, $500 when you see, like, those big, like, fire pits that are gas-made. Like, for me, I was doing a lot of research on fire pits, and they were expensive. They were, like, $1,000, $2,000. And the fact that I was able to find one from Target for, like, $500. Actually, I think it was, like, $3.99. Could be wrong, though. But I'm very happy that I got one.
Speaking of Target, Target has these tank tops that are $5.
Really?
I'm obsessed with them. I got two when I went to Target. I got a white one and a gray one. I think I need to go back and get every single color they have. They just fit so good, and they were $5. So that's a massive favorite of mine. I need to go get every color they have.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My next one is the Jolie showerhead.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Not only because that it's like it filters your water, but also because of the pressure that comes out of that showerhead. Like,
my water pressure in my new apartment sucks.
Does it?
I need to put my shower head.
Yeah. I know, I can't get mine off. I have two of them, luckily, but the way the water falls mm-hmm. is so much better than the previous shower head that I had, and I'm obsessed with it.
My next one is my Shark Flex Styler, which I know you like too, but I just like love that blow dryer. Blow dryers are here so fast. It smooths it out so nice. I love it, and it looks cute.
Yeah. I mean, I've owned that thing for now a year and a half, so I can't put it in this episode because
yeah, I got it for Christmas, which is
recent
like
purchase.
Not that recent, but I haven't been shopping, so I kind of had to go back on some things.
Yeah. My next one is for my runners out there, the Camelback back water bottle backpack. I got it on Amazon for like $60-ish, can't remember. It's, I want to say 56 ounces, and it gets me through my long runs. Like, if I'm running more than 5 miles, I'll wear it, and sometimes I'll finish all the water in the pack, sometimes I won't. Really just depends on the day if I'm, like, it's very hot out. But for instance, yesterday I ran 10 miles and I didn't finish it, but that's because it was like 65 degrees out, so I didn't need that much water, but it's definitely coming handy with all my running.
You're such a runner with your Camelback and your gels.
Yeah, that gel I got from Raw Dog Running was handing them out because all those boys are BNB, BPN, or BNB.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. They're athletes for them, so they were handing out supplements, and I, like, took one, and they were like, oh, have it now. I'm like, we're running 3 miles. I don't need this for 3 miles. I was like, I'm going to save this for, like, my longer run. And I'm happy I did.
My next one is therapy. I pay for therapy as of the last few months, and it's a great purchase. I literally love it. Great purchase, worth every cent.
Do you have anything else on your best purchases? I do not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My next one is like a really short list, and they're really stupid. I couldn't think of worse things because I haven't done a lot of shopping recently.
I don't really have a lot of worse things either. If anything, I'm returning things on Amazon because, one, I don't like the color of it, or two, it just doesn't go with anything else that's in my house.
Mine are really random.
Okay, my first one is anything from Bed Bath & Beyond. The customer service from Bed Bath & Beyond is fucking horrible.
You're fired up.
No, I'm pissed. My Murphy bed that I bought from Bed Bath & Beyond, cannot return it for the life of me. It's still sitting outside my house.
You're fired up right now.
I'm pissed. Their customer service sucks. Sucks. You can't get a hold of them for the life of me.
Well, I think things are going out of business.
Good.
I think they went, like, I don't know.
Good. They suck.
You heard it here first, Sam.
I'm not going to get $1,800 back, and I'm going to be pissed about it.
As you should be. I'm really sorry that you're experiencing that.
I know.
You need to take some ashwagandha. Mine is, I got black tights on Amazon for really, really cheap. Bitch, they're cheap for a reason. They will break 1 second into you wearing them. The second you put them on and step out the house, they will rip. I think paying a little bit of extra money for black tights is probably worth it because I think that it was a dumb purchase, even though it's like, oh, a pack of four and they're like $15. Yeah, you can fucking tell. You literally put them on and they rip instantly.
Yeah.
So I wish I bought a little bit nicer ones.
I don't even want to say like specific things, honestly.
I literally only have four more and they're random. They're kind of dumb.
So what I'm also going to say, anything from Anthropologie that's like home decor. I went to Anthropologie about a week ago to look for stuff for home decor. Everything that I found or saw in store that I really wanted to buy, I was in store going on Amazon, typing in like what that item was, but then doing, at the end of it, Anthropologie dupe, and it was coming up. And I was getting everything that I wanted for half the price on Amazon. Like that little swivel thing that I got, the two candle holders, like half the price. So I just think if you really have the money and you want to spend like the extra money, go to Anthropologie by all means. But I don't know. I'm not going to splurge on home decor. Like, it's expensive. Find it on Amazon. Like, if you find something you really, really like from Anthropologie, take the title of it, put it into Amazon, and write Anthropologie dupe.
There we go. My next one, this is just like a stupid decision I made. I got a really cute fur coat on Amazon, but I got it at the end of fucking winter, and I never wore it.
Well, now you have it for next year, and you're gonna be so excited.
I know, but, like, I'm just like, well, that was dumb. Like, that was, like, a dumb purchase of recent. It was really cute, like, a really cute fur coat, you know, like, mob life era. Literally never wore it. I mean, it was 40 degrees today, but, like, I just never wore it. Because I got it at the end of winter. And that's just, like, an L on me. Like, I'm sure it was a great purchase, but, like, that was just an L I took.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like all my fucking purchases lately have been so good because I'm just buying everything for my home, and that's been really it. Like, I haven't bought, like, much clothes or anything like that.
Do you want me to say my three random things?
Yeah.
They're like so random. My next one is a parking ticket. I got a parking ticket. I had to pay it. And I thought that was a dumb purchase.
Those are the worst.
So my I pay for parking on the streets, like, especially, like, where this house is, so rarely. Like, on the downtown area, like, I just won't do it. Like, I never do it. And my parents are like, you're gonna pay? I'm like, bro, like, nothing's gonna happen. Of course, like, the one time my parents are here, they're like, you're not gonna pay for parking? I'm like, bro, like, I park in the city, like, literally everywhere all the time. It's not a big deal. I get a parking ticket. And I'm like, bro, when my parents are here, you're gonna embarrass me in front of my mom? I'm like, whatever, I got a fucking parking ticket, so that was stupid. My next one is going to the chiropractor. I don't think it does anything.
I'm gonna be going back. I think it does something. It fixed my back pain.
Does not fix my back pain. Like, I don't think it's just, like,
for me. You have scoliosis, dude.
Yeah, but, like, I also keep having these problems in my neck, and I'll, like, go when I have one, and it, like, doesn't make it better. And, what was I gonna say? I don't understand how it works, because they do the same thing on everyone.
What were they doing on you, though?
Like, whenever I watch videos of chiropractors, they do the same shit.
Like, well, like, what was he doing to you?
Like, just, like, the way they, like, adjust you, like, the way, like, you kind of go on your side, and they, like, crack you, and, like, they kind of go under you and lay you back and crack you and adjust your neck, and they, like, pull your feet and, like, do your arms. Like, every video I see of a chiropractor, they do the same thing.
I guess.
So I'm just kind of like, what?
I mean, so mine was always my hips being off. My hips are out of line, which causes me to have lower back pain, and then it also causes my shoulder blades to not be in line. It's just my spine is in line, but it's just causing my hips or causing my entire body to not be symmetric. So it caused lower back pain. Lower back pain is gone, but now I'm having issues with my hip with running. And what they would do is they would, like, cross me over, crack me, whatever. But yeah. Then he would also, it was a girl, she would pull my legs.
I get that done too.
Yeah. And then my shoulder blades, she would pull this shoulder blade. So I don't know.
I just, like, don't understand how it's, like, personal. I think sometimes I like it because sometimes I get really tight and I feel like I need it, but I feel like it, like, needs to be not a frequent thing for me. Like, I don't need to go frequently. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm really tight and, like, that would feel really, really good. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just don't need to go all the time. I thought it would really help my, like, back problems, and it doesn't. The last thing I have on this list is the acrylic nails I got that I'm never getting ever again.
Yeah.
They're so fugly. And not only are they fugly, I was doing gel, but then my nails were so fucked up that I needed to cover them. So I was like, I have to get acrylics because my nails look so ugly. And I just hate them. Like, I hate having them on my hands. They're, like, so thick and chunky. Like, every day I dream of them being ripped off my nails.
I have one.
What?
Anything from TaskRabbit. I don't like TaskRabbits. I can do it. One, so you're putting yourself really at risk when it comes to a TaskRabbit. That they can fuck things up and then scum you over. This is what happened to me. I hired a TaskRabbit to make that Murphy bed from Bed Bath & Beyond. And he's building it upstairs in my room for 4 hours. And I hear a massive boom. So obviously he fucking drops the bed as he was trying to, like, assemble it together. Breaks it. And then I just kind of told him, like, you're gonna have to leave. Like, there's nothing you can do anymore. So sorry. He leaves. He removes the task from his account, so I can't even contact TaskRabbit to let them know that he was at my house. So I can't even file a claim. I can't go, like, through insurance. No, nothing. So from here on out, like, I'm going to hire someone that I know of and that they can't just screw me over and just disappear from the app and I can't, like, file a claim or anything. So just do it yourself or hire one of your guy friends to build something.
Or, like, I just ordered a couch from Wayfair. You can, like, add for them to deliver it and assemble it.
Bed Bath & Beyond sucks and doesn't do
it. So I, like, put for them to assemble my couch because, like, I don't want to deal.
Yeah.
So, like, someone's just going to come and do it. And it was, like, $100, but, like, whatever.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
That's all I got, too, because I haven't been, like, buying a lot.
Neither have I.
And I feel like my purchases, like, I've kind of been thinking out of, like, if I want it.
Yeah. All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
See ya next week when we're on the couch.
Bye. Bye.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hello, my name is Jackie Schimmel. I'm the host of the Bitch Bible Podcast. If you've never listened to the Bitch Bible Podcast, I genuinely feel terrible for you. Because up until this moment, you haven't really been living or experiencing true, untethered, unhinged, morally flexible joy infiltrating your ear canals on a weekly basis. The good news is, there's still time for you, Katie. Buckle up, Buttercup, because I'm about to take you on a real bender. For pop culture musings, aggressive social commentary, both piping hot and barely lukewarm takes, plus charisma for days, make sure you listen to the Bitch Bible Podcast, because objectively and unbiasedly, in my very humble opinion, it's the best podcast you will ever listen to. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll guffaw, you'll be appalled. And guess what, Katie? You'll just keep coming back for more. So go listen to the Bitch Bible Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. You're welcome.